case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hello, listeners of our podcast, loyal fans, men, women, children.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Mum. Hi, our families. Welcome back to the podcast. Today was a good day. Today was
today.
Sun was shining.
I said Monday morning coming in, we're having a positive week.
Yeah,
I feel like we're doing good. We did make a mistake on the show this morning that you will not hear because we edited it out.
Yeah,
but it has been fixed.
It has been fixed.
I've learned very quickly. I've been in, you know, the working industry for a few years now, and very early on, you make the choice of whether you're going to be that person that accepts responsibility when something goes wrong that you messed up, or if you're going to be the person that just blames other things.
Yes.
And I suggest you be the first, because if you do something wrong, just go, my bad. I messed up, not going to do it again, how can we fix it?
And there, in this situation, there was literally no other person to blame but ourselves.
Exactly. And so straight away, we took the blame for it. Emailed off some people being like, yeah, we done effed up. Yeah. Can we fix this? And then it's fixed.
Yeah.
So it's all good. So a little life advice for people, if you're listening, don't be that person that blames other people. There is nothing worse. I find it so frustrating when people do it.
And if you work with people who don't take responsibility, like I'm sure both of us have or do, then you just have to be the bigger person and just, you know, fight the good fight. And you know what? Just a little bit of life advice. Choose your battles.
Yeah, this is a thing.
Because they're not all worth it.
And I used to train one of the jobs I used to work at one point. I used to have to train a lot of people because we went through a lot of receptionists at one stage. And I had to like train people and blah, blah, blah. And the first thing I always said to them, I was like, I do not care if you make a mistake. Mm. Just own your mistake. I was like, we can fix anything. Mm. Like, we can give people free stuff. We can like call people. We can do this. We can do that. Like, there is always a solution to the problem. It might not be the funnest thing to do, but if you make a mistake, just own it. Don't blame it on anybody else.
Yeah.
And that always usually worked, because that's what happens. We're all human. We make mistakes. You just accept it. But then, like, I remember last year, I did not get along with a guy at one of our offices, and I went to him one day. I was like, oh, have you done this thing that I'd sent him a month ago to do?
Yeah.
And he hadn't done it. And rather than just being like, I didn't do it, sorry, he tried to, like, blame me, and I was like, no. I sent it to you and said, can you please do this? And you replied back, I have in an email, yep, no worries, doing it now. And then when I come to you a month later and see if you've done it, and you tell me, no, that's your fault, I haven't done it. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Horrible people like that.
Yeah, well, hopefully you don't. Hopefully anyone listening to this don't work with people like that, but you will one
day.
It happens.
Mum, my parents work in the public. Well, Dad doesn't, he's retired, but Mum and my sister work in the public service, and apparently it's real bad.
Yeah. I feel like there would be egos. I mean, there's egos in radio, but I feel like in public service there would be some real
Especially
egos.
Because it's very hard to get rid of people in the public service as well. Mum made someone cry the other week, she said.
Maybe your mum is the one they need to get rid of.
No, because it was a thing that mum, like their system or something, mum had said, like this was from 3 months ago, had sent, similar situation to me, had sent like this thing for this person to do. They didn't do it. And then they've come back and been like, oh, but I didn't do that. Mum's like, well, can't do anything about it now. And then apparently that made her cry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mum should have. She messed up.
It's funny. This is the thing. I find it so funny talking to my parents and their issues at work sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you guys just work for the government.
My mum, she's a primary school teacher. The amount of politics, the amount of egos that are in primary schools with teachers and parents. She's told me some of the conflicts she's had with parents. And I'm just like, oh, I don't ever want to be a parent like that. I know your parents think you know what's best for your child in school, but your parents don't. Parents just don't get it.
Yeah, I had to deal with it not as much as your mum would have had to, but I've been a dance teacher for many, many years. And my God, some parents who think that their kid is the biggest,
the bee's knees,
the best thing, should be front and center in every routine. And I tell them that they're not ready for that because I know the parent is not watching the class all the time. They don't know exactly what their kid is like. And then I say to them, they're actually not ready for that. If I put them front and center with no one else to copy in front of them, they're going to have a freak out on stage and cry.
Yeah.
And the parent's like, that's not my child. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, my God.
Are you a dance teacher? Sorry, have you watched them for 27 hours for the last 6 weeks? Yes. I don't think so.
Have you heard them scream at you because they didn't win musical bops? No.
I know. Anyway, how many participation medals does your child have?
Oh, this is...
That's a whole other issue.
I'm all about... So you get to look forward to this because you have a child now.
This is the thing. I feel like my daughter's school and I are going to clash a little bit with certain things that they do. But, you know, hopefully that'll happen in all due course anyway.
That's in time. Anyways, on the podcast today, what's on here?
We had a heap of stuff going. We did the age gauge.
We did talk about superheroes.
That's
a bit.
Right. I've been experimenting with my air fryer. Which is exciting stuff.
Good time.
Had a bit of a scare with my dog Phoebe as well. I really almost pooped my pants with
you always go to. That's like your instant reaction.
I'm like, no, oh, it's done.
I can successfully say that as a person since being, as far as I'm
as
aware.
As a person, since being a person.
Since being not in nappies as a child, yeah. I cannot remember a time that has happened where I have...
No, in all honesty,
I'm
more of a I've never wet. Apart from being a child, I've never wet myself. But I feel like I'm more likely to clench than to let go.
Mm.
Don't you think? I'm like instead of like you know.
There's nothing worse I feel than when you can feel a little turtle coming out, little turtle head. There's nothing worse than that.
And there's
nowhere nearby. And it's like, ah.
And you're like, ah, you're halfway around the lake.
It's happened to me running a few times because I used to do a lot of running.
Oh, no.
I should probably get back into it because I do enjoy it, but yeah. Injuries. And, yeah, nothing – because it moves your bowel. Running and walking gets things going.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you get – and you're out there in the middle of nowhere and you're like, ugh.
One thing I will never do again is a year ago or so I went on a couple of dates with a girl and we got coffee and then walked the lake.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, that is the worst thing to do. Because coffee is a diuretic, which means it'll make you go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And other things, you know, gas will escape your body. So I probably won't be doing coffee walk dates anymore.
Walk dates are interesting.
Yeah.
I went on I don't want to call it like it was a date, but not necessarily. It was just...
Shut up.
Not Siri.
Not new Siri.
Shut up, Siri.
With a guy that I had swiped with on Tinder. This was on a single many years ago.
Yeah.
And had swiped and met on Tinder and we worked out after chatting. We're getting along, having a good chat. And he said, oh, I think we live, we ended up discovering that we lived near each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, fair enough. And so he said, do you want to go for a walk? And I was like, yeah, okay. Sent a screenshot of who he was to my friends and said, if I die, this is the guy.
Yeah.
We ended up walking for 12 Ks. Not intentional.
Around the streets or a hiking
track?
No, so
we walked from where we lived. I thought that we were just going to kind of walk around where we lived. And he's like, oh, no, we'll walk down to the lake. And I was like, okay. And so we walked down to the lake and that was 5 Ks, 2 Ks there or so. And then he's like, oh, let's just do the lake while we're here, which was 7 Ks.
Wow.
And then because we're just having a really good conversation.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being okay, well, we'll walk back again. And so 12 Ks later.
Oh, my goodness.
And the funniest thing was I said, do you want to come over? We'll have dinner or something. Because we're having a good chat. It was doing good. And I messaged my housemate and I was like, hey, I got a boy coming over, just a heads up. And she sends back a photo of her. She's sitting on the couch with no bra on, has a face mask on, a blue caked on mask, like a paw strip on her nose and a glass of wine. And she's like, can you go to his? And I was like, actually, we can't.
Oh, no.
And so I came home and it was funny. She was a really good housemate. If she's listening to this,
sounds
love
like
you.
It.
She sent, this is rambling on, but that's fine. She sent me Snapchat reminder. You know how you get Snapchat memories?
Yeah.
And she sent me one from when we lived together from a Wednesday where I came home absolutely hammered drunk.
Oh, really?
On a Wednesday. I'm not a big drinker in any way, shape, or form. It was with work.
Yeah.
And they were having afternoon drinks because we just had a survey. Mm. And so we went and had drinks. And my boss had said I'd had a very, very stressful time the weeks before. And she was like, you go have a good time and drink. And I was like, okay. And I did. And I came home. And I remember getting home drunk and my housemate coming home and her boyfriend. I was like, what was his name? It was Sonali or something.
Mm.
I said, Sonali, KFC? And he's like, I'm on a diet. And I was like, I'll pay.
Oh,
and
no.
And I was just, it was the best. Oh. And the best part of it all is that my boss came and picked me up the next morning and drove me to work because I left my car at work like a good girl.
Oh, how good.
I know. That's where you know you're working for a good place.
Yeah.
Like when my boss said, you've had a tough few weeks, go and enjoy this work party. And then I messaged her the next morning saying, can you pick me up? And she says, okay. It was great. Anyways, let's get into the podcast.
Anyway, let's get into the podcast. Enjoy, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. It is Josh and Maddie here this morning on your Wednesday morning.
Happy hump day. We're almost halfway through the week. If you're heading into Melbourne this morning, good luck.
Yeah, that's right. We just heard in the traffic there. Stuff going on.
Yeah, the Western Freeway is not looking great and there's no trains because they're on road coaches this week. So,
yeah,
I feel for you. I really do.
You can't win, can you?
Stuck with us in the car a little bit longer than you probably would have liked to be this morning. If you want some wholesome dog content every day, you need to be following me on Instagram because that's all my Insta is. And I'm not going to apologise for it.
No, that's fair enough. People make whole careers off dog content. That's
exactly.
Fine.
Yeah. I did when we first got Molly, my puppy. Well, like, do we give her own Instagram or not? But that was just too much effort for me.
Phoebe's got her own Instagram and I have totally neglected it for months.
This is what I knew would happen if we got one for Molly. So I've just left it. And she discovered a new skill yesterday. Well, she's had this skill, but she's adapted it into a new way.
Okay.
So she's pretty cute. She's the love of our life and she's my best friend. Apart from my boyfriend, but anyways. they're like on equal playing fields and she's just so cute.
They're equal, are they?
No, I probably shouldn't say that. My boyfriend's a little bit above her. He was in the picture way before Molly was in the picture.
Right. Okay.
But yesterday afternoon I was having a nap, as I do in an afternoon, because I'm struggling to wake up this week. I'm getting very tired in the afternoons. And I've discovered, because I teach dance of a night, if I don't have a nap, oh, my God, I cannot teach. My brain has just been awake for too many hours at that point and just nothing is happening.
Because you're teaching at, like, what, 4 or 5 in the afternoon?
5:30 in the afternoon.
Which is, like, 12 hours after we start work.
Longer,
like, yeah.
This is the thing. It's a lot of hours I've been awake for and functioning. So I had my afternoon nap. I've got, like, in a little routine. Sometimes, like, I go for an hour, 2 hours, just depending on, like, whatever factors.
Yeah.
And usually Molly comes and has a nap with me because that's all she does with her life is sleep, which I love. And so we were on the bed yesterday and I set, like, an alarm of a time that I'd like to wake up, and then I start just resetting time as be like, oh, I'll just sleep for an extra 5 minutes kind of thing.
Mm.
And so I did that yesterday. I set an alarm to go off at, like, 4:15 in the afternoon, which is an all right time for me to get up, but I don't have to get out of bed until, like, 10 to 5. So a lot of leeway time to just chill out, go on my phone, check my emails after my little nap.
Yeah.
So Molly was sleeping with me and my alarm went off and I was like, I'm going to another 15 minutes. So I quickly set time for another 15 minutes, fell back asleep. And then it went off again and I was like, oh, maybe, maybe not. So I set another one. As I set the next alarm and fell back asleep, Molly was awake because the alarms had woken her up.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I think we should get up, Mum. And so Molly walks up my body and boops my nose with her nose because we've taught Molly how to boop, which is very cute.
Mm.
And so she came up and stuck her face in my face, booped my nose and just looked at me like, are we getting up? Come on, you got to get up. And I was like, no, Molly, we're going back to sleep. Like, I was talking to my dog at this stage. I said, no, Molly, I'm going to sleep for another 5 minutes. And then so I, like, went to lie back down and she started poking me with her paws.
Yeah.
And she was, like, just pressing me. She's like, Mum, 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 wake up, Mum, Mum, come on. And I was like, ugh, I don't want to get up yet.
She's literally like a child.
She really is.
Like a four-year-old coming.
She knows how to take herself outside. She does it every day. So I don't know why she wanted to. I think she wanted a cuddle more than anything.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, Molly, go back. I just kept trying to go back to sleep for 5 more minutes. And then she started doing stretches. Like, I understand where the term downward dog comes from now, because that's exactly what she does.
Yeah.
But usually she, like, puts her paw on the bed and, like, sticks her butt in the air. No, she put her paws on me and pressed them so hard into my chest that now I have bruises.
Oh, really?
Because she was pressing so hard so she could do her stretches.
Oh, no.
So Molly's new talent is my afternoon alarm clock.
That sounds good. She's very much worth the money you paid for her.
She really was.
She's very versatile.
She is, but also at the same time, kind of annoying, because I wanted that extra 5 minutes of sleep and I was not allowed it.
You're not getting it.
She wanted cuddles.
You're not getting it.
Are you a fan of Nerf guns?
I used to love Nerf guns as a kid.
We have one in our office. We have a little one.
Two little ones. There's two. Yeah, yeah.
And one of the bullets is in a bucket above a top cupboard.
Yeah.
Because we had a competition to see if we could get it in there.
There are so many. When I was a kid, it was just like the pit, like it was just plain kind of ones.
Yeah.
But now, oh my gosh,
there are so many fancy ones. There's like, I saw a while ago, there's like a bike that they've put together, like a little kind of, what were they called? Like the wheel spinner bike?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like one of them and it's got Nerf guns either side of it.
That's
and
insane.
Like you pedal and then it's like an automatic. It's very scary. If they were not like brightly colored painted,
I know. It'd be a death machine.
It'd look very scary.
Yeah.
Well, some people are actually having to register Nerf guns in South Australia now as a firearm.
What?
So I'm not sure if you're aware of this over in Victoria, but last year a new law passed stating that gel blasters would have to be registered with the police as a firearm.
In South Australia.
In South Australia.
Yeah, I was actually aware of that because I actually own a gel blaster.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
It was very controversial. I was over there when it happened. You know, people were all up in arms about it and stuff like that. And, like, there's a grace period of 6 months, a bit of an amnesty happening. It's not a buyback, but it's just kind of a grace period for you to get and, like, register it or get rid of it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because then after that, if they find it and you have one, you can get it. And people were like, why would gel blasters aren't that dangerous, blah, blah, blah. Yes, they are. They hurt. Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you don't understand what a gel blaster is, think like a paintball gun, but inside it is little gel balls, like little bullet things, and they can shoot out very, very fast.
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun but scary, but should be done in a controlled environment, which is where they're kind of coming in with this, like, registering legislation, things like that. But so they've now kicked in this new law in October, and then we've got the amnesty as well, which is about to end. But enthusiasts are now saying they've had to register some types of Nerf guns because they operate in a similar fashion to gel blasters.
Really? This is getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah. So as a result, they're treated like proper firearms if they're used to fire the gel bullets. So
the Nerf guns?
Yeah. So apparently some Nerf guns you can fire gel bullets from.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
I didn't know that.
So those ones are having to get registered.
Right,
so one guy has said, his name's Brad, he had to register his $35 Nerf Mega Big Shock. Love the name of that.
Love it. He's how old is he? 35?
No, that's how much it costs.
Oh,
it was a $35 Nerf gun,
okay.
And he's had to register it.
That's so funny.
I can just
how
like,
ridiculous.
Just picture someone walking. I presume you have to go into the police station. I know, I don't own like a gel blaster or anything. I presume you have to go into the police station. Imagine rocking up with your Nerf gun.
Just be like, I'd like to register.
I need to register this, please. And like, would the
bright
police,
yellow and orange thing.
Yeah, would they take you seriously? Would they laugh? But he's doing the right thing because it's coming under this new umbrella of what needs to be registered. So I just find it, you know, kind of crazy. This is the world we live in, but also I do understand where we're going with it. But I just can't get the image out of my head of someone registering a Nerf gun.
I know. Do we? We'll need to, if it comes to Victoria, those two guns, those two little tiny, tiny, tiny little Nerf guns that we have in our office, we'll need to register them.
I don't think so. I think we'll be all right with those two. They don't seem they can be modified to shoot gel blasters. They cost about $2.
One thing that I've been doing while we've been at home, now that Ezzy is closer to us here in Ballarat, we've got more time because we used to have to like plan our whole day about going to see her because it was like an hour and 10 minutes there, hour and 10 minutes back. It used to be most of our afternoon. Now she's in Ballarat, we've got a lot more time for activities.
Mm.
And one of those activities is, you know, we actually get to cook dinner and eat dinner. And one utility that we use in our house, I'm going to say almost daily, is our air fryer. Oh,
they've changed the world. I was thinking about this yesterday because I've been using mine a lot at the moment as well. Mm. And I remember like 5, 10 years ago maybe, they were the infomercial item.
Yes.
And everyone was like, this sounds stupid. Well,
what a scam.
What am I going to do this? Why am I going to buy this? And now look at us.
I know.
There's so many different brands and variations.
And so many different recipes as well. There's whole books.
I have a cookbook of air fryer recipes. Well,
this is the thing. We have started getting a little more experimental with our air fryer cook. Last night, we went into Shep Kennery to get a few things. Shep Kennery, just like some cans of stuff and stuff like that, non-perishable stuff. And then on the way back down Howard Street, we popped into Woolies and we got some Tim Tams, some puff pastry.
Oh, stop it.
And some ice cream. We thought, let's give it a go.
Stop it.
Let's give it a crack. So last night we had dinner and then we thought, little dessert.
Yeah.
So we put one Tim Tam, we covered one Tim Tam each just to see how it went in some puff pastry, put it in the air fryer, and you're supposed to, apparently Eden said the recipe is supposed to flip them. So you do like 7 minutes just up and then you flip them and then 7 minutes. But we wanted to get back to the hospital, so we just did like 12 minutes just them without flipping them. And they were amazing. Oh, so good.
Did you put like icing sugar or anything on them?
No, not after they came out. We just kind of ate them because we just ate them because we were like, let's just get this over and done with, like it was a chore. But it was amazing. One thing I did think was they weren't, I don't know whether this is the temperature we had it on or the length of the cook, but the Tim Tam wasn't super melted.
Okay.
Like, there's, you know, the little in between the chocolate biscuit, there's that little
like the
icing
wafer
stuff.
Yeah.
That wasn't super melted, but I was kind of digging it.
I've found it's hard to work out how long and what temperature to put into the air fryer. Mm. Because when we first got ours, it came with like the little book thingy, which was great, that had like a couple of different, like the main things people use. It had like frozen chicken nuggets, frozen chips. It had like chicken breasts and stuff like that. And it had the cooking times and the temperature, which was really handy. But in moving, I have no idea where that book has gone.
Yeah.
No idea. And so now I'm just guessing. And this is the thing. Sometimes I guess pretty well. I've found that going between 180 and 200 is like the good.
Pretty prime.
The good zone.
Yep, yep.
And then you just kind of pick a time. It's like the lotto. You just pick a time. So I've been cooking chicken schnitzels in the air fryer.
So good.
Because I've been making burgers for the past like 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
Don't know why, because I just keep using it.
I'd love to like cook schnitzels and stuff like that in the air fryer. But I find, can you buy like shelves or something for your air fryer? Because I feel like the little rare, our one isn't like, our one's probably like the medium one. You can get bigger ones. But we'd probably have to cook one schnitzel at a time. Surely you could get like shelves somewhere.
Surely there's accessories.
There should be accessories.
They're like a phenomenon that is air fryers. Mm. Surely there is air fryer accessories.
Yeah.
I just don't understand though, because work has gotten an air fryer now.
Yeah.
And it's like not a big one. I don't understand why we didn't get like the big like oven shaped one so we could cook pizza in there.
No, I don't know. Company money, guys.
We got the whole kitchen redone. At least give us a, like, 23-litre air fryer, guys.
All we asked for is an air fryer.
How are you with chalky milks?
I love me a chalky milk. I feel like people always say, oh, they taste different. Each brand tastes different. If you get them in front of me, I don't know whether I would notice the difference.
Fair enough. I feel like chalky milk, the adult version, is an iced coffee.
Yes, yeah.
Like your Farmers Union, your Dare, things like that. But I feel like nothing beats like a Big M.
Sure.
Or an Oak.
Yeah.
I feel like Oak is the main brand of chalky milk.
Oak was the one that I grew up drinking, I think, because it was in like school canteens and like tuck shops and stuff like that.
I grew up drinking Move.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we used to...
I remember that.
Fun little flashback to me in primary school. We used to get thumbtacks and put holes all in the top of the lid.
Mm.
And so it made it like a spray kind of thing. So rather than... You were the cool kid if you didn't break the seal of your chalky Move.
Right. Right. Yeah. So it was like a little milk shower.
Yeah. and you'd squeeze it into your mouth. Yeah. Anyways, I was a cool kid.
How good. Everyone's like, you're so cool.
Yeah, but these days there's all these new different flavors. Do you remember last year, I think it was, Oak came out with like a bunch of new ones, like teamed up with Alan's Lollies, and there was like Fantail. I think you still get them.
Yeah.
There was a pineapple lolly milk, things like that. Well, Oak have just released three more flavors.
Okay.
And they haven't teamed up with a company this time. These are from Aussie suggestions of what they should put into a flavoured milk.
Okay.
So we have one by a guy named Josh.
All right.
So this is a banoffee choc top.
No relation.
We have one by a girl named Chloe called Welcome to the Crumble.
Uh-huh.
And we have one by a guy named Paul called Small Please.
Did they come up with the names? Surely.
I don't know. Maybe, possibly. What? People are pretty creative these days.
What is banoffee?
Banana toffee.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So basically you've got a couple of different options. The banoffee choc top is described as mixing bold banana and cheeky toffee. It sounds like my kind of situation because I love the fake banana flavour.
Yeah.
Which actually, fun fact, fake banana flavour was real banana flavour many, many years ago. Those bananas just went extinct.
What?
Yeah. Did you not know that? Did people not know these?
No.
Oh, okay, quick little sidetrack. Quick little sidetrack.
What?
So, you know, like the fake banana flavour that we have these days?
Yeah.
That flavour is based off a real banana that no longer exists.
Wow.
Yeah. So to us, because we'd never tried that real banana, we'd have that. We just think it's fake banana because it doesn't taste like the one we have these days, but it was a real banana.
I did not know that.
Anyways, the other one we've got, the Welcome to the Crumble is Crisp Apple and Toasty Golden Crumble. These are all in milk form, by the way.
They all sound amazing.
And we have the Small Please is Toasty Choc Mallow Campfire Treat. So like a chocolate marshmallow kind of thing. So you can actually go and buy these now. They're available until June 30. After that, Oak will decide which one of them gets kept permanently. And the person that came up with it, so if it's whether Josh's, Chloe's or Paul's, they're going to win 10 grand.
That's awesome.
This is a great initiative.
I didn't even know that they were, like, looking for people. Was there any, like, advertisement on...
I feel like I have, like, a recollection of some small kind of them asking for people to suggest flavours some time ago, but I can't, like, fully remember it. But either way... Josh, Chloe, or Paul is going to walk away with 10 grand, and we're the winners because we now have three new flavours to try. Which one are you, like, just blind, not even tasting?
Mm.
Which one would you vote for?
From the look of the carton?
Yeah. Well, which flavour would you go for? Which one do you hope would stay?
I am going to say Small Please.
Oh, I'm going to go the banoffee choc top because I like banoffee as a flavour, and I like chocolate milk, so...
We've just got so many options now.
All right. We'll just go to the shops later and trust them all.
All right, we'll go.
You twisted my arm.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
That's right. You're on Power FM Brekkie. 7:10 this morning. Good morning, everyone. Josh and Maddie here.
I forgot to talk about it yesterday. Apple did a new update for the iPhone.
Okay.
And you can now unlock your phone wearing a face mask. Which is handy.
Okay, so what, it just reads your eyes or something, I guess?
Yeah, you got to, like, re-scan your face and stuff.
Right.
But, yeah, which is very... Wow. Which is good for people, like, still here in Victoria, got to wear your face mask on public transport.
Yeah.
And, like, caught the train to Melbourne last week, and it was quite frustrating having to actually put my passcode in.
Yeah, yeah.
World problems.
First world problems, yeah. Now, this is one that you're not, I think you'd be fair and say not educated in.
In people's ages.
In superheroes.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
It is Superhero Day today.
I did rewatch the old Batmans the other day.
Oh, yes, yeah, you did
And
too.
That's about it. I've seen one Marvel movie.
Yeah?
And that's
Was it good?
Yeah, it was the original Avengers one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I hadn't seen any of the other movies, so I had like just had to kind of go off common knowledge of who, like... Iron Man and Black Widow and stuff were.
Okay.
So, yeah, superheroes, not my forte.
Okay, that's fine.
But I'm going to give it a try.
So these are 50-50. So you just guess, okay? Which one was created first or which one debuted first
in
comic books back when they
were big
back in the day, okay? So out of Superman and Batman, who debuted first?
Oh, I'm thinking Superman because Batman has a lot of gadgets.
Mm.
And so I feel like that would have pushed him forward, like, into the later decades, whereas Superman's just Superman.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that Superman came first.
That's correct.
Look at my thinking.
But not by much. June 1938, Batman was in May 1939.
Oh.
So not by much.
I thought it was going to be a huge difference.
No. Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel?
Wonder Woman.
Correct. Yes. Again, not by much. May 1939 and February 1940 for Captain Marvel.
There you go.
I feel like there was a massive surge in like the 30s and 40s of just like year after year there was new, in doing research for this game, there was just like year after year there was new superheroes coming out. So Aquaman or Supergirl?
Ooh. Ooh. Because to me, Aquaman, I just think of Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And Supergirl, I don't really think of anyone.
No. The blonde girl from the TV series.
Yeah. Oh, Aquaman.
That's correct. You're doing well.
Thank you.
Next one, we got Fantastic.
What years were they?
Oh, sorry. Aquaman was November 1941. Supergirl, May 1959.
Oh, bit of a difference there.
Bit of a difference. So for Fantastic Four or Justice League?
I have seen the Fantastic Four movie with the Silver Surfer.
Which one? Oh, the original.
The first one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Jessica Alba in it.
Yeah.
Or Justice League. Justice League.
That is correct. Only a year apart, 1961 for Fantastic Four, 1960 for Justice League.
Why am I so good at this?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're a bigger fan than you think you are.
No, I'm just guessing, really.
Okay, Spider-Man. Or Iron Man, which one came first?
Spider-Man.
That is correct. How did you? That was very assured. Did you know that?
I went off the technology thing.
Before. Oh yeah, okay. Like only a year apart, though. Again.
Oh,
only a year apart.
My logic is like they're going to be decades apart, and they're not.
Yeah. Black Panther, or this is the last one. Black Panther or Wolverine for a clean sweep.
Wolverine.
Oh no.
What?
Black Panther, 1966. Oh. Wolverine first appeared in 1974.
I was going off. I thought of the movies because Wolverine had been out a lot earlier than Black Panther pitched into the Marvel. Oh.
We got 5 out of 6.
I mean, that's pretty good considering I haven't watched
knowledge.
Any of them. So I don't know what skill that is. I'm
luck.
Yeah, pretty much.
One thing that I have learnt about moving into this new place is I'm still learning about... You know, little characteristics of the house. And last night I found out that the side gate doesn't always like to latch.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
You have a dog.
And I have a doggy do. Last night it's before we went back to the hospital. So it's probably like 6 o'clock at night, just going dark in the afternoon. And I fed Phoebe, put her outside for a little while because we took her to the dog park and she ran into the water, so she was wet. So I put her outside for a little while. I went inside to do some stuff for dinner, came out to check on Phoebe, and I walk around the corner of my house onto the grass and I look down the yard and the side door is ajar. And Phoebe's not in the backyard.
Right.
And Phoebe's a 6-month-old, you know, Newfoundland cross.
So, puppy who wants to run.
Puppy who loves an adventure. So I immediately, if you've ever like lost, I imagine it's the same, but maybe on a more intense scale of when you lose a child in a shopping centre just lose a child in a crowd. Your heart just falls into your gut.
It's a very disgusting feeling.
And I just went, I was on the phone to my mum at the time and I'm like, I got to go, Phoebe's out. I just hung up on my mum. I ran back inside and went, Eden, Phoebe's out, I'm going to look for her. And I just closed the back door, ran out the side gate, and I was like out, and I was trying to like look down the street. So I was like, surely this hasn't been for that long. Surely she's like around here somewhere.
Yeah.
And I like looked down each street and I'm looking around panicking, and I just like yell out once. I go, Phoebe, like that once. And the little mutt, all right, pops her head out from behind a car across the road and goes, hey, Dad, what's going on?
What's wrong?
What's wrong? What do you want, need me for something? I'm like, get over. I'm like, okay, first, in my head, first off, I'm going, oh, you dog. Like, I just want to go over and, like, grab her by the collar. But I'm like, if I run over to her, like, in a panic, she runs. She'll just run. So I'm like, hi, Phoebe, hi. Like, come here,
Let me try and pick you up while you're a big dog.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, yeah, she's probably around 30 kilos. And I was like, hi. So I get down on my, I, like, squat down. And she, like, runs over to me, like, oh, Dad, hi. What's the celebration for? I don't understand what the occasion is.
I've been a good girl. I get extra cuddles. Why?
Exactly. And I take her back inside. And as I take her back inside and I latch the side door, one of my neighbours comes out. And one thing I've realised about living where I live in Newington is my neighbourhood is so friendly.
Like,
we had a conversation yesterday with our neighbour, Tanya. Tanya, if you're listening, hello. And there's people across the street who always say hi. They always wave at us when we pull into the driveway. And as I put Phoebe back into the backyard and I walked around the front to go back in the front door, a lady directly across the road came out from her house and went, are you all right? Are you looking for a dog? I went, oh, no, thank you. I found her. And I was like, I walked in straight away, just walked into Eden. I went, we live in such a nice neighbourhood.
I'm jealous now.
I don't know any
of my neighbours.
I know. I don't know. The only one I know is Tanya directly next to us. But all these people say hi to us as they walk by. And it's a real family neighbourhood as well. We get, I reckon, during the day, in the afternoon, once I'm at home, we get maybe two or three prams, like with mothers and fathers pushing their kids around with dogs a day. So it's a very family. It's a good neighbourhood.
Going from Ballarat Central to Newington.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah, you've changed. You've got a baby. You've got a dog. You're going to be
well,
one of those.
Hopefully I'll have a dog if that side, well, that
she doesn't
side gate.
Getting out.
I know. Has Molly ever gotten out?
No, not necessarily. Mm. But there was one time that she ran onto the road when I thought she was behind me.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And lucky we don't
well.
Live on a busy road.
Oh.
Because she just, like, usually she listens to me and, like, will stay. She's pretty good. But she gets distracted quite easily.
Yeah.
And she heard a car and she's like, oh, friends! And ran out and almost got hit by a car. It was a very heart-pumping moment.
Oh, yeah, it can be.
But
it can be.
I do not envy you of having to walk outside and your dog not being there because I don't know what I would do if that happened.
Oh, my gosh. I was just running around the streets like a madman. Anyway, hopefully she's back all safe and sound in her, in the house doing nothing.
Of course she is.
Which is fantastic.
Have you ever thought or has it ever passed your mind of, like, I wonder what I'd need to do to become an influencer?
Yeah, I have thought that, and I don't want to go to the gym and get ripped.
Well, there's different kinds of influencers these days. You've got, like, the beauty ones.
The beauty ones. I always thought about maybe being like there could be a market for, like, a young dad, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's lots of different kinds. I feel like usually you just need to give advice on things. You've got to influence people.
Yeah.
But turns out 22,000 people each month search how to become an influencer on Google.
That's insane.
And a lot of it has to do with, obviously, your following.
Yeah.
And, you know, more follows, more views, more likes, things like that increases the money that you make and how much you make, really. And a new online tool, a social salary calculator has been released.
Okay.
And this is by a company called Liquid.co. They've made this little calculator and it's told people how much money you need to, like, quit your 9-to-5 day job and how to earn that much money off social media.
Right. Okay.
So, for example, if you wanted to be a YouTube influencer, now this is in pounds, so we're going to have to go off it this way. If you wanted the yearly salary of £50,000, which would probably be almost above average salary here in Australia.
70 or 80 maybe?
Yeah, around that. So a good salary.
Yeah.
You'll need a minimum of 1,000 YouTube subscribers. But 16.6 million yearly views on your videos.
Yes.
Because you know what you're thinking, like, oh, 1,000 subscribers, that's not that many, but 16.6 views.
Those 1,000 subscribers need to be watching your videos on repeat.
Many, many, many times.
Yeah.
So that's YouTube. On Instagram, you'll need to get a minimum of 5,000 followers and 214 sponsored posts per year on the platform to earn that £50,000.
Gosh, all right.
So 214. Imagine how clogged up your page will look.
Every day. That's almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to go over onto TikTok, so the kids listening that think that they want to become a TikTok influencer, you need to be, to earn this £50,000, you need to have at least 10,000 TikTok subscribers and 187.6 million TikTok video views a year.
That's so much.
Yes. But, like, this is the thing. So it's doable, but at the same time, it's kind of selling your soul.
Yeah, definitely.
Sponsored posts and getting, like, doing crazy things to get the views and the likes and stuff like that. Mm. So, yeah, being a social media influencer apparently is the new dream job. but mainly the way that they earn money is by getting to post photos and stuff online for a promotion, like beauty products, vitamins, clothing brands and stuff like that. So It's very hard to become an influencer and earn money without having to do sponsored posts.
Yeah, I just quickly did mine this morning and I was naively put, oh, 200 grand, that'd be great a year. 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, 49 million views a year. On Instagram, I need at least 5,000 followers, 615 sponsored posts a year. That's just under two a day.
That's two a day, oh God.
And on TikTok, I'd need at least 10,000 subscribers and 540 million views a year.
Well, this is the thing. If you want to go back to, like, the Instagram one, I'm thinking, how do you even find, like, what you need, like 600 or something you just said?
615.
How would you find 600 and something different products to promote? I know they exist.
Yeah.
But then, like, brand clashes and stuff like that, I'm not sure how these influencer-sponsored posts work of whether...
Would you do multiple for one brand, maybe?
Well, I don't know. This is the thing. What order do you put them in? Is Monday's beauty stuff? Is Tuesday tanning? Is Wednesday hair? Is Thursday fitness apparel?
When I start my brand, The Young Dad, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
What the?
That's right. What the beep? We do it every time. I feel like I've got to come up with a different game.
I would be. Look, the phones are up. They don't even know what the little audio is. Guys ringing, you need to listen to the audio first before.
Yeah.
Don't get too cocky.
If you've never heard this game before, we are going to beep out a word. You have to tell us what word is missing, and then you get to win a double pass to the Redline Raceway that is happening this Saturday, May 1st. The one and only mount for non-stop action and pace. They've got Streak Stocks King of the Mount and also the Sprint Car Vic title. I know what that means, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
People calling know exactly what it means because they want to win
understood.
The tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Should we play What Is Beeped Out today?
Yeah, let's do it. This is what you got to guess. So, guys, if you're a fan of The Simpsons, this would, I think that would help you.
Yes, definitely.
And another great thing, you get your own bed. I sleep in a car. Do you?
What word is beeped out? That's Milhouse's dad, by the way. It's when
I sleep in a
You almost said it just then.
I did, didn't I?
If you know what word is beeped out in that little quote, 5333 1031 is the number, and we can give away this double pass to the Redline Raceway.
Give us a call right now.
Cara from Walbra, what word is missing in the quote?
Racing.
Let's have a listen. Let's find out.
And another great thing, you get your own bed. I sleep in a racing car. Do you?
That is correct. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning into the 8 o'clock hour on the Power FM Brekkie Show. 8:05 on your Wednesday.
Krispy Kreme have teamed up with Crunchy.
Oh,
for
no,
donuts.
No.
They're available from today.
Oh.
Yep, two new limited edition donuts inspired by the iconic honeycomb chocolate treat.
Oh,
we have got the Crunchy Ring. It's a donut that is generously dipped in a honeycomb truffle glaze.
What's it called? A Crunchy Ring?
A Crunchy Ring. That sounds weird.
Really? Mm.
Anyways, generously dipped in a honeycomb truffle glaze and topped off with a cheeky garnish of crunchy pieces and milk chocolate ganache. Which sounds pretty good. That's
sounds
one of
very
them.
Fancy.
I presume the other one is going to be like the full kind of, not the ring option.
The filled donut?
Yeah, filled one.
Yep.
Either way, they look really good. 7-Eleven will be the place to get them.
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't try the Biscoff cheesecake one, and I presume that they're gone now.
They're probably gone.
It's probably for the best that I didn't try it, to be honest.
Probably saved yourself some money.
Saved myself a lot of money by doing that.
Maddie, you're going to give us a little bit of an update on the ongoing investigation.
Yes. Yesterday at this time, we brought to the courtroom that I have had something stolen from me.
It's just a blatant act of disrespect.
Well, here's the thing. So I have this fake little grass green bunny statue thing on my desk. It has travelled with me many times. And for some reason, yesterday, the day before, Monday, noticed that it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
without a trace.
Without a trace. The only thing left was its tiara, which is how I know it was there. Because at first I was like, was it sitting there? And then I was like, no, it was, because the tiara is sitting there. So obviously someone has moved it, taken the tiara off. They've taken the tiara off and taken the bunny.
Yeah.
And we got Lockie in from Workday Hits. He didn't know anything about it. And we've gone a little bit further in our investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You went to find out if we have security footage.
I did.
And how'd you go with that?
We got a camera at the front door. Anyone who's ever come into the studio, into the building, we've got a camera and a screen here in the studio. We can see you enter and exit the front door. I went down to Dave, our engineer, our tech, and said, hey, is that getting recorded, the stuff from that video? And he went, no. It's just a monitoring camera that you,
okay,
so people in the studio can see guests and thing arrive.
Right.
Yeah.
So
dead end number one.
Okay, great. Other option is where I've gone with this. Lockie. So because obviously I was away all of last week. I'm not sure. We don't know when it was taken.
Yeah.
This is the thing. And it's in a really kind of inconvenient spot. It's not out in the open for someone to just, like, it's someone had to really want to get it to move it kind of thing. And so we were thinking maybe cleaners. Don't want to point fingers or anything like that.
No, not at all.
But just trying to go through the different suspects. The cleaners were the first suspects yesterday.
Yeah.
And Lockie from Workday Hits maybe has given me another suspect. On a weekend, when we come in and do shifts, he was doing the weekend shift, not one just gone, the one before.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that there is a new guy on 3BA on the weekends.
Okay.
And he had his child here.
Okay, and so we're going to be prosecuting a minor.
And Lockie said that he felt bad for the child being here because he would have been bored.
Yeah.
And so he went to our office and gave him a little, like, basketball flicky hoop ring thing.
Yep.
To play with. And then so my mind has now gone to, there was a kid in our office.
Mm-hmm.
Kids like bunnies.
I think. Depending on how old the kid is.
I'm not sure. I didn't ask that question.
He may not know
He
may not know.
The latest suspect.
A young child.
A young child.
We don't know the name of.
That we don't know the name of.
We don't know how old he is.
But here is how we can get an insight into it.
Okay.
My boyfriend works with this guy. Not the child.
Oh, okay.
The dad.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, this is getting deeper and deeper.
I'm thinking that I send Griggs in to do some detective work.
Bit of undercover.
At work today.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe ask some questions.
Should we get him to record? Get him to record on his phone some audio?
We won't do that. It's not that game.
we need some evidence in case there's a confession.
Okay, I'll try. I'll call him in a minute and ask if he wants to do it.
Yeah.
So I need to go and ask, like, just some, like, casual throw-off questions of, like, what's your kid? Has your kid got any new toys?
Any new recent decor that you picked up?
But I heard that he was in the office.
Into bunnies?
Did he like it?
Does he like grass?
Did he go into, maybe ask the question of, was he in our office?
Yeah.
Have you
seen Maddie's office? It's really boring. Yeah, stuff like that.
I know that she's got some fun stuff on her desk.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to happen after this. Because I sent out an all-star female yesterday.
Yeah.
No one has seen the bunny. No one knows where it is. So I feel like it has to have happened out of work hours.
Yeah, okay.
So a weekend or after close of business.
Right.
So we'll see how this investigation goes tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have an update. Furthermore, if anyone has seen my fake grass bunny, whose name is just Bunny, I'd like it back, please.
The investigation.
I think the listeners want me to get it back, so we stop talking about it as well.
Exactly. Let's get this investigation signed, sealed, and delivered to the courtroom for sentencing.
Yes. It is superhero day today.
Yeah.
We did some superhero stuff earlier with Age Gauge, but I thought maybe we can, keep the theme going. I brought Lockie in from Workday Hits. Hello,
hey,
Lockie.
Oh,
sorry.
2 days in a row.
2 days in a row.
Becoming a regular.
Yeah. This is like my own, like, 8:30 segment now.
And here's Lockie. Yeah. Right before Hot or Not, yeah.
As I walk in the door with my coffee. Yeah. It's nice to be greeted with such smiling faces every morning.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. So I thought
this one would be more fun if we got three people. Let's set the theme here, a bit okay. of superhero
This is
music.
My favourite theme, by the way.
Superman.
Christopher Reeves. I didn't watch any other Superman before Christopher Reeves. Mm. My dad showed me the Christopher Reeves one, the original one. So good.
What was that new one they did? That was awful. The one with, was it Henry Cavill? Did you watch that one?
The Justice League?
Yes.
Or Superman beat Batman? That whole
saga. Sorry if you're a DC fan. That was just awful.
The moustache, the CG'd moustache.
Yeah, well, that's right.
It's interesting that you have both mentioned two different Supermans, because that's what we're going to talk about now.
Okay.
We are going to see which actor you associate with what superhero.
Oh,
so
this is
I'm
going
to give a superhero, and you can play along if you're listening. You have to think of what, like, picture it in your mind and what actor it is.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because obviously, over time, many people have played the same role.
Yeah, especially Spider-Man. That's a controversial
one. Well, that's who we're going to start with.
Oh, no.
Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland.
Is it just live action or can we go animated?
You can go animated if you want to think Shameik Moore.
Okay. My first ever Spider-Man was the animated series where Spider-Man was voiced by none other than Neil Patrick Harris.
So you picture Neil Patrick Harris.
So you assume...
I'm going to Google it right now.
Okay.
Who do you go with, Lockie?
It's tough because I think... Tom Holland is on the Avengers, and that's like the biggest one. Tobey Maguire, though, he was like the OG. At least my
picture Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
I
that
think
first
of.
Spider-Man was huge. Okay, you've pulled it up, and you're right. But I just want to say it doesn't make sense. Just because you're right doesn't mean it makes any sense whatsoever.
It does in my mind.
Alrighty, we'll go to Superman now.
Okay,
ooh. Christopher Reeve, Dean Cain, Henry Cavill, Tom Welling.
Oh, Tom Welling.
What about Brendan Routh?
Tom Welling's a good one. It was on that show.
Brendan Routh.
Okay.
Is that who you think?
Superman Returns.
Are you just going for obscure people? It's just that guy. Like, have you got your fedora on?
I picture Tom Welling.
Yeah,
that's
because
who
of that
I think
show.
I'm
Christopher what was that Reeve. Show?
Smallville.
Smallville.
Yeah.
Good
with
show.
With Lex Luthor. Yeah. He was bald. Yeah. He's always bald.
He was bald. Lex Luthor with hair is weird.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, I'm going Christopher Reeve.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Superman.
Yeah. All right, Batman.
Oh, that's got to be Christian Bale. Yeah,
Christian
that's the argument
Bale.
There. Or George Clooney, because I remember watching that as a
get
kid.
Get out. I'm turning your mic
that.
Down. Your mic is going down.
I actually think of Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Batman in my mind.
Definitely Christian Bale for me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, George Clooney, that was a joke. It was really...
All right, sticking in that realm, okay. Catwoman.
Oh, Anne Hathaway for the same reason.
What's her name? Halle Berry.
I'm Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, really?
Wow,
yeah,
that's three different
was,
ones.
She was the first Catwoman that I saw was
Amazing.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Amazing, three different ones and I'm correct.
Halle Berry, I watched Halle Berry in her, like, standalone Catwoman movie.
That was awful.
Horrible
it?
Movie.
Yeah, she won.
Horrible.
She won a Razzie. Yeah.
All right.
It was so bad.
Last one and probably the hardest one.
Okay.
The Joker.
Heath Ledger.
Jack Nicholson.
Or Jared Leto or Joaquin Phoenix.
I think not Jared Leto.
Not Jared Leto.
We can throw him out. I think Jack Nicholson. Only because, like, I think Heath Ledger's Joker is iconic in its own right, but that Joker couldn't have happened without Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Yep.
Like, that is
really?
Iconic.
Yeah, if someone
and,
says,
and he said, like,
if
he
someone
bases,
says Joker, I just go, yep. Jack Nicholson.
I definitely think Heath Ledger, but I think because that was so heavily, or not inspired, but you know, I feel like I've got to say Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, 2-1. Josh is wrong.
No one's wrong.
Hey, you're different.
It's a positive
and that's
space.
What you're going for.
It's a positive space.
Okay, fair enough. Anyways, those were our opinions on superheroes. Thanks for joining us, Lockie.
Awesome. As the Superman theme ends.
Yeah. I guess I am Superman.
No, you're not.
Hang on.
Wait for it.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What's hot and what's not?
Thanks to the Western Hotel.
Ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'll go first. Random breath testing setups.
3, 2, 1.
Random breath testing hot.
Yes.
But they kind of catch me off guard and I get nervous. Even though I know I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
I get nervous.
Because there was one yesterday. I don't know what the street name was. It was off Skipton Street going toward, like, if you're driving towards the Bass, it was off the left.
Okay.
Right near Macca's. And I had to drive past. It was on the other side of the road, so I didn't get stopped. Mm. But I was like, ooh. It's just one of those things that you're like... I'm glad that we have them, but yeah. I understand, like, the fear.
Yeah.
And everything goes through your mind because you hear all these stories about, like, mouthwash and stuff off. And you're like, what have I drunk in the past, like, 10 hours?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's a good one. My one is cold showers in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
No. Not. No. Walk. If you are a person that can cold shower in the morning, there is something wrong with you. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I was watching like all of these like inspirational people, like people who own companies.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, yeah, start a day with a cold shower. I'm like,
no.
I just won't own a company. Like, that's
this
fine.
Is the thing. I did watch a video. I'm a big fan of the Try Guys on YouTube. And they did a video about them having a cold ice bath.
Yeah.
As like a mental thing. And like the whole time I was just, nah.
Nah.
I'm good. I get annoyed if the shower is not hot enough.
I know.
It needs to be the perfect temperature.
Like that. I'm like, oh, damn it. Yeah, so no to cold showers.
Yeah, it's a no.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.